Holy Spirit's not done here. He wants us to continue to worship Him. And He wants me to open the altar up for you to come. Come boldly before your Father. We sing that we have the victory, that He's resurrected us. But we have to receive it. We have to appropriate it. There's a verse in that song before that says that we have to shout the victory. We have to be involved. God's not just doing everything while we're picturing ourselves on clouds. No, He wants our participation. And so if you're facing a situation, I mean, we're all facing something. You younger people, it might be something in school. You homemakers, it might be a situation you don't have an answer to, a problem, a solution you're looking for. God's got that answer. He wants to reveal it to you. Maybe you're here today and you don't even know God. You don't even know Him. But His arms are open wide saying, come. He's not mad at you. He loves you. He proved it by sending Jesus. He sent Jesus to die for you. That's how much worth you are. That's how valuable you are. Cost Him His Son. If that's you, you come up. The Bible says all those that call on the name of the Lord will be saved. You don't have to understand it in your mind. You just know in your heart, something's tugging on you. That's Holy Spirit. He's saying, come. Well, what about my life? It's such a mess. He'll fix it. He'll clean you up. He'll set you on the right path. Let God be God. All you have to do is respond and say yes. Maybe you're here this morning and you need healing in your body. Then you come. God's got something for everybody. Come up. Come now. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. Just come. Come down and kneel at the altar between you and God. He wants to heal you. He wants to save and deliver you. Maybe you've had an addiction problem that you can't kick. You know God can. He can instantly set you free. I don't care if it's the worst of the worst, if it's heroin. He can set you free. Get it off you right now. You come. You come. Maybe you're dealing with unforgiveness. Just somebody that you can't forgive. Holy Spirit is saying you can do it. With my help, you can do it. All things are possible to him who believes. Maybe you've got to forgive somebody. You come and get your heart right. And say, God, I'll do that. If I have to go to somebody today, I'll go to them and I'll forgive them. Don't harbor unforgiveness in your life. It takes you down the wrong road. Maybe your finances are a mess. You know, Jesus has resurrected your finances. He'll show you. There's not one thing in your life that is insignificant to your Father. Nothing. He says in all our ways, acknowledge. Maybe it's a relationship problem. got the answer. You say, but I just don't know. I'm not certain. You can be certain. You can be certain and know. God will set that thing right. But you've got to be willing to make that first step. Let's continue to worship. Maybe there's somebody in your life you want to see come to the Lord, or maybe they are saved, but they've turned and gone the wrong way. And they're a loved one of yours. You come and stand in the gap. You come and intercede for them. You come with open heart and arms wide open. You say, Lord, I love this person. Open their eyes. You can pray that prayer. Father, open their eyes that they'd see that they need a Savior. That they see that they need you in their life. You can stand in the gap. You can be a stand in the gap ninja. You know, Jesus is a ninja. He's a life-giving ninja. He gave up his life, laid it down so you could have life. He excelled in giving life. He perfected. Boy, I can see myself wanting to be a ninja in a lot of areas. I'm never going to forget that message. You're a ninja. You're a ninja. Glory to God. Friend, it's not church as usual. God's wanting to do something in your life. And you've been resisting, maybe openly, maybe inwardly. But now's the time to just get it out. Maybe you haven't been walking right. Well, big deal. Forget it. Don't look back. Let's go forward. Let's go forward. God's not mad at you. I'm not mad at you. I want to see the best in every one of you. I want to see you rise to the potential God's put inside of you. And that's ninja potential. That's the best. That's the elite. We have armed forces, but then there's the special forces. You and I are the special forces of God's kingdom. You've been given the power and the authority to be a sent one. Wherever you go, we're all sent into the world. Ninja. The best. Nobody practices for the silver. They practice for the best. They practice for the gold. They push themselves. They push themselves beyond limitation sometimes for the gold. Well, that's what we've got to do for the kingdom of God. I'm not satisfied. I am not satisfied. That's a dangerous place to be. That's a selfish place to be. Come on. You come. You come. Come before your Maker. Come before your Father. He says, come boldly. Expect your breakthrough right now. Right this morning, expect your breakthrough. You got to declare the victory. You got to say, I got it. That's what faith is, saying, I got it. I've got it. Not going to get it. I've got it. Jesus purchased it, and I got it. He paid the price. It's been paid for. I'm wrapping it up and taking it home. My healing. Come on. Come on. He wants a greater anointing on you than you want. He's got greatness. He's put greatness inside of you. He's He's put greatness inside of every one of you. You young people, greatness is inside of you. You could be the next president. Well, not the next one, but you know what I mean. President of something. God's a big, big God. Let's take the limits off this morning. Let's go for the gold this morning. Then we can show the world we got the gold. How'd you get that? My father? Oh, I want to meet. Would you like me to introduce you to my father? I'll introduce you to my father. He's the head CEO of the biggest insurance company in the world. You can be assured you're going to get your answer. It's not a wishing and a hoping and I just pray that God would just pull through. No, you can know. I said you can know. I said you can know. You've got to know in here. You got to know in here, not up here. Up here is all messed up. It doesn't get it. Get it in here. You can walk out of here free. You can walk out of here free. Addictions broken off. Finances right-sided up. Relationships right-sided up. God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing. Cindy, would you come up? Would you come up? God knows what he's doing. He's changed this whole service. I had it all figured out. I had it all figured out. I rewrote my notes. And they're out. He said, this isn't the morning. Put your notes away. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I follow you. I follow you. Because these people up here are the reason he said put your notes away. You know why? Because they have need of something I didn't have in my notes. They need a breakthrough. I'm going to walk past you all. I'm going to just lay my hands on you as a point of contact. And when I do, I want you to get it. I want you to receive it. Say, I got it. So whatever it is you're up here for, you got to get it. You got to get it. God's given it to you, but it's like when that UPS man comes and you open the door and he's got the package in his hand. He doesn't just stand there all night. You stand there looking at him. No, you've got to receive it. You got to take it. We do that by faith. You take it. Take your healing. Take your deliverance. Take it. Take it. Oh. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh. Thank you, Lord. 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 You got it. You got it. Greatness. 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 You got it. You got to take it. My friend, you got it. He's got it. He's got it. He did it all for you. He did it all for you.
Are you hurting?
He did it all for you. He did it for your family, your kids, your husband. He did it all for you.
Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself?
Good morning.
Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus.
You got it.
The Father's arms
you got it.
Forgiveness.
Yeah, you got it too. You got it too. Just receive it. Just receive it. Just receive it. It's easy. It's easy. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. 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 You got it. You got it. You got it and you're giving it. You got it and you're giving it. You got it and you're giving it. You can get something for someone else. This transmitted power here. Transmitted power. You come and get and you give. But you know you get to keep some for you. What you need, you get to keep. The overflow, you get to give. The overflow. The overflow. The overflow is not for me, it's for someone else. It's for you. It's for you. It's for you. It's for you. Yeah. Yeah. Kathy, everything's going to be all right. I hear that by the Spirit of God. Everything's going to be all right. God put greatness inside of you, and He wants to draw it out of you. You've got things for other people. You've got gifting that will help other people. You'll know it inside your heart. You'll feel it inside. Just follow that unction or that it's like a still small voice. You'll just know. Words of kindness, like Suzanne talked about. I see you as a ninja, a kindness ninja. Just showing the kindnessness of God and giving that out. Right, that's your mom.
Christ is risen.
100% restoration is yours. Not 99%, 100%. For the both of you. In every area of your life. In your physical body. But also in your mind. In your emotions.
Christ is risen.
Healed. 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 Set free. Set free. Set free. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Ninja. Ninja. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. that God's put greatness in you. You're a great man for the kingdom of God. He's going to use you. You're going to be ministering to people. I mean, you're going to be helping people. Yeah. Yep. 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 Come on. Everywhere you go. He's going to reveal people that you need to speak to. And you're going to have He'll give you the right words at the right time. He will. Yep. Know that. Know that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for a complete restoration in this man's life, in every area of his life. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. He's a ninja for you. He's a ninja for you. Ninja. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Love you, Grady. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Overflowing love. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, receiving and giving. You're receiving and giving. You're receiving and giving. I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take it. Shoo. 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 Whoa. Come on. Yeah, yeah, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, you got it, you got it, you got it, you got it, woo, victory, 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 yeah. Yeah, that smile's going to get much accomplished for the kingdom. People will see Christ in you, David. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Increase, 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 increase. Financial increase as well. Financial increase as well. I'm going to show you things, David. They'll be of Him. They'll be of Him. Amen. Amen. Just take it, Steve. It's yours. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Come on. A gas stander. A gas standing ninja. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hiding behind you. Thank you. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's what's coming out, is strength. Strength. Yield to the Spirit of God, and strength comes out. Strength. Strength. The Lord says, don't look back. Don't look back. You look at the tracks in front of you. The tracks in front of you. He's got much for you to do. Stay hooked in. Stay tight. Because there's much to do. Much to do.
The Lord laid on my heart a number of weeks ago. He wants every one of us to walk.
Absolutely. Amen. Amen. Mark 16. That's our assignment. Amen. assignment.
Stand on strong.
Yeah. Amen. Obedience is key. Obedience is key. Because he's not a respecter of persons. He's a respecter of faith. Amen. Amen. Come into agreement with you. Yes, it shall be done. It shall be done. So shall it be. It shall be established. Because you decree it and you declare it. And God said he would establish it. And he watches over his word to perform it. Ha ha ha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Victory coming for these people. Victory coming. Ha ha ha. Yeah. Lord. Thank you, Lord. Did we miss anybody, or are you guys just bystanders of... You're all smiling, so... Come up around her, you. Yeah, you guys. Come around the other side. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, take the hand in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your will accomplished in this woman's life. Your will be done. Your will be done. Your will be done. The enemy wants to mess it up, but he's not going to. He's a liar and the father of all lies. There's no truth in him. So hear the voice of the Spirit of God. Safety line. The word of God. They agree. They agree. The Father says he agrees with that. The three agree in heaven. The three agree. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. 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 Receive it today. Ninja Ken! Let me see your socks.
I don't know.
I think we need to get some Faith Alive ninja socks for everybody. Absolutely. Absolutely. Father, I come into agreement with this. For the perfect, perfect relationship. Father, I thank you that healing is taking place right now. I thank you, Lord, that you are ministering to both of them. That your wisdom is being revealed in their lives. Your call on their lives, it's real. It's powerful. Father, I see them stepping into it. So we lift it. Chris and Caleb, to you, mighty name of Jesus. We grab a hold and declare victory. You resurrected Jesus from the dead, Father. And that same resurrection power is in Chris and Caleb, raising them up. I thank you, Lord. You're raising up their finances. You're raising up their children. You're giving them wisdom on how to raise children. You're giving them wisdom for each other. I thank you, Lord, for the call on their lives. I thank you, Lord, you brought them here for purpose. Father, show them. Show them. Show them. There's greatness in these two. There's greatness there. Greatness. So I declare victory. I declare victory right now in the name of Jesus, Chris and Kayla. I declare victory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the victory. We stand on it. We decree it and declare it. You said it would be established. You said you watch over your word to make sure it comes to pass. Your word doesn't return void. No weapon formed against this family shall prosper in Jesus' mighty name. And I release the angels of heaven, put a hedge of protection around them, protecting them from all harm of the enemy. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You got the victory. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Make that sure. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. God is so good. I feel breakthroughs have happened here today. I mean, you broke through some stuff. You know, it takes effort and diligence to break through something. If you're going to break through a cement wall with a sledgehammer, it takes effort. Well, we can't just sit back in the spirit realm and think everything's just going to work itself out. That's not how God designed it. He gave us gifts. He gave us power and authority to push back darkness. To push back darkness. The church has got to rise up. We are. We're in a new day. We're in a new day. It's a day of victory. You've got to see yourself victorious over whatever situation. See yourself in the winner's circle. With Jesus raising up your hand and holding you up and saying, they're the victor. They're the victor. Jesus is right there in the gold circle. He's resurrected everything that needs to be resurrected.
Barbara. I just have a quick word, but you know, he says he preaches the word with power and with demonstration. So the word has been preached here today. Don't anybody leave and say, well, they never preached the word today.
Mm-hmm.
He preaches it in power and in demonstration. And I keep hearing a spirit of resurrection. And, you know, Paul said the same spirit, Romans 8:11, that raised Christ from the dead lives in me. And it quickens my mortal body. And then Philippians 3:10, and I may just read that from the Amplified because it's so full, where it says, for my determined purpose, Paul speaking, my determined purpose is that I may know him and that I may progressively, it doesn't end. This is 40 some years for me. Many of you could tell your numbers, you've walked with Christ, and it's just, there's just more. You don't run out, do you, mom and papa? You don't run out of knowing him and growing in him and knowing him more intimately. That's your destiny. You are destined to become more intimately acquainted with him. Every day we get to know him more, but he said that you would know him and recognize and understand the wonders of his person, and that I may in some way come to know the power that outflows from his resurrection. And then Paul went on to say, I want to know him. I want to know the power of his resurrection that lifts me out from among the dead while I'm yet in this body. All the things that Pastor mentioned today when he called that altar call are all things that can be dead in our lives. dead relationships, dead finances, dead physical conditions. But none of them are terminal for the Christian. Because we've entered into that same life that Christ lived when he was resurrected. We don't have to wait for heaven to be resurrected. He lifts us out now. And that's what I heard the Spirit of God say, that this has been more than a message today preached with words. It's been in power and demonstration to impart to you a spirit of resurrection. You know, he's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. He didn't give us a spirit that lays down in the dust. Like Pastor said, we grab a hold of the spirit of resurrection. And in pressing in to know him, we get to know the power of his resurrection while we're yet in this body. I feel like I know him better today. I know him better. Just by experiencing his flow today of constantly. For you may have heard something different. I heard all day today, resurrection, 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 resurrection. I mean, every song that was sung, I mean, you might have been hearing a different word in the songs. We all hear differently from where we are. But I just kept hearing resurrection, 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 resurrection. Don't lay there dead. There was a time in my life when I would be beat so bad by the devil that I just want to lay down. I just wanted to lay down and I just wanted to pretend I'm dead. Because maybe if you think I'm dead, you'll leave me alone and you'll go bother somebody else. Maybe if you think that you have conquered me, maybe you'll just leave me alone, because sometimes the hits come so fast and so hard that you just want to play dead. But the encouragement of the Spirit of God today is you've got the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead living in you. Let it quicken your mortal body. Let it quicken your hope for relationships being healed. Let it quicken the power to gain wealth, because it's in you. It's given to you. Let the spirit of his resurrection take it today. Say, today when I went, what did you get out of church today? I got the spirit of resurrection. I went in there one way, I came out another way. I got the spirit of resurrection. I just took it. I took it. It was there. It was available. It was there. The atmosphere was filled with it. So I just took it. I took it today. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Let's continue to worship through our giving. When Suzanne brought... No, would you guys stay up here? I'm sorry. Hey, I saved them. You get to hear them again. For the offering song, if you could play Look What the Lord Has Done. But when she gave that magnificent ninja, I had several things come up in me. The first was, Jesus is a ninja. He's a life-giving ninja. He doesn't just excel in it, he perfected it. But I want to be a ninja giver. And I don't say that just because we're receiving tithes and offerings now. Because it means giving of your life. It means giving of yourself. Finance is just a small portion of it. When you sow words of kindness, that's what somebody needs. They don't need money. When somebody's strung out on drugs, money isn't the answer. There's so many things that God has for us that has nothing to do with money, but yet there is a place for money. To keep the electricity on, it takes money. Are we getting envelopes? Is that what? I was reminded of You know, we go to 2 Corinthians 9 quite a bit, but how many know 8 comes before 9? And it starts in chapter 8, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction, so a lot of them were down and out, but the abundance of their joy. See, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I shared that with a couple people. You've got to let that joy bubble up. That's your strength. We shouldn't dread Monday mornings. I'm not going to ask, you know, how many, put in the adjectives, whatever it is, Monday. You know, we don't like Monday. Oh, crap, it's Monday. No. Monday should be just as good as Sunday. Matter of fact, Monday should be better because you just had Sunday. The anointing should be more strong on you because you just got filled. You came to a place where you got energized. You got built up. You got lifted up. You got resurrected. Monday should be a stellar day for the Christian. That takes on a whole new meaning for Monday, doesn't it? I'd say so. For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship, or the partnership, of ministering to the saints. These people were dirt broke, but their heart was, we need to have so we can help them. And the heading for chapter 8 in my Bible says, excel in giving. Ninja giving. I'm going to write that right in my Bible. Ninja giving. That's what these people were. These were the Corinthians. You know all sorts of stuff about them Corinthians. All sorts of bad stuff that they were dealing with. But God. But God. That's why it doesn't matter where you've been. What matters is where are you going? Doesn't matter. Don't look back. It could have been ugly, hairy, and scary. Don't look back. Paul had an ugly, but he says, I don't look back. I look forward. That was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit said, Paul, don't look back. I've called you. I've got a hold of your life now. Well, if God's got a hold of your life now, you're in good hands. Not with Allstate. You're in good hands with the Father. They got that saying. And they inserted their company name. Nike. Just do it. Just do it. Just forgive that person. Just do it. Just call that one that you haven't talked to in years because you were on outs, you know, in 1972. Probably ought to call them by now. If they're still with us. How sad would it be if you go to find out, you know, to get a hold of them and they've died years ago. Don't let the devil play those tricks and keep you in unforgiveness. Unforgiveness will keep you in a place in his arena, the devil. If we're going to enjoy the resurrection of life, then we got to do it by love. Everything hangs on love. Remember last week I gave the little illustration about a key. But love is the key machine. Love is what makes every key. None of your keys work if love isn't operating. Excel in giving. Not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord. Number one, they gave themselves to the Lord. We got to get things in order. Then they gave themselves to us by the will of God. They submitted to their pastors. This wasn't just one church. It was more than one church. And they got the spirit of giving because they wanted to. You have to purpose to want it. Jesus said you have to have ears to hear. Everybody's under the sound of my voice, but some will get it and run with it, and some will say, what? What? What did he say? You have to purpose. When you come in these doors every week, you need to purpose, I'm going to get it. You could preach one message, and it would affect 20 different people in 20 different ways. I'm amazed when people say, that was just for me. It's just like, that had nothing to do with what you needed, but that's what you heard. You just said it. You can hear things differently. The Spirit of God can have you hear it so you get your breakthrough. And it could be a totally different subject, but yet you got it. Because you purpose to. Let's purpose to get it. God is so good. All right, are we ready to... I'm just waiting for somebody to say, do it. So I'm going to close my Bible, and we're going to pray, and then, you know what? I'd like to bring the baskets up here, and as they play that song, look what the Lord has done. I want you to worship. That's a worship song. That's a testifying song. Look what the Lord has done in my life. Look what he's done in my life. You need to worship him from your heart as we come. Father, we love you so much, and we thank you. We thank you for the presence of your Spirit here this morning, making things right in people's lives, turning things upside right, healing people, giving them breakthroughs, giving them answers, giving them encouraging words that they can now take to somebody else. Father, your power is in us for us and in us for somebody else. You work in and through us, the body of Christ. So I thank you, Lord, as we present our tithes, gifts, and offerings. I believe for a mighty harvest of a return back to the sower. And I thank you. I thank you that you be glorified today. Everything said and done here today was to bring glory to you and not a man, not a woman. But you're glorified. But Father, we get the benefits. So we thank you for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's worship. Come on. Where's the basket? Where's the basket? Get them up here. Get them up here. Look what the Lord has done. Come on. Come on. Woo. Yeah.
He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Oh, I'm going to praise his name.
Come on. Let's praise him.
He stayed just the same.
of praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we bless your name this morning. We bless your name. We honor you, Father. We worship you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace that you've poured out on us. Great grace. Mercy. We thank you, Lord. We didn't get what we deserved, but we got everything that Jesus came to give us. He came to give us life. So we thank you for life this day. Oh, Father, use us. Use us as we leave here this place. Put people in our path. Help us to forgive. Help us to live the way you want us to live. We bless your name this morning. We honor you. We give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' mighty name. And all those agree can say amen. Hallelujah. We love you. God loves you. Tell somebody else that God loves them. You are dismissed.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.